We are live. Hey friends, how are you? It's Danny Morrell. I wish you could see this right now. It's actually kind of cool because I'm live on Facebook on this thing, and I'm live on Instagram on this thing. And so I wanted to welcome you guys to something spectacular, something incredible that actually just happened today on Monday. Guess what that is? You got it. It's the official start of the second quarter. The official start of the second quarter, everybody. And that's what we're here to talk about right now. Whether you realize it or not, Q1 is done. It's over with. And unfortunately for some of us, that means that we're behind. Fortunately for some of us, that means that we are on target and that we're ahead of pace. And I've got a couple of points for you, whatever business you're in, to help you to push forward at the speed and at the acceleration level that you need to push forward in order to ensure that you still have got a shot to hit your goals by the end of 2017, okay? So if you grab a pen and a piece of paper, what's up, Antoine? How you doing, my man, out there on Facebook? I see a lot of you guys joining us on Instagram as well. If you got a pen and a piece of paper, I'm gonna give you three key points to help you really make sure that you get things structured correctly. Number one, write this down. It's time to get serious and it's time to get real, okay? And what I mean by it's time to get serious and it's time to get real, it's time for you to identify that, yes, business is emotional, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you as a human being need to operate within your business as an emotional being. You need to operate at this point in time, going into the second quarter, as a factual human being. Someone that is able to analyze data, someone that is able to look at what's actually going on in their business and make concrete business decisions and adjustments based off the data, right, guys? So here's what I mean by this. I mean that if you, for example, had a deal, let's say you're in real estate, for example, and you had a goal to close 30 transactions this year, and it's the end of the first quarter, and you close two. Okay. By the way, this is a very real example. We get excited at the beginning of the year. We say, this is the year we're going to make it. This is the year my life is going to change. And then we forget to look at the actual data, right? So I need all of you, please, to think like an entrepreneur. And I want you to look at your actual closings year to date, right? And I need you to identify that number. And whatever that number is, I want you to multiply it by four. Okay, because we got one quarter down, three quarters to go. So for example, if you did two, and if you multiply that by four, that means that you're on track to do what? You're on track to do eight. Now look, your ego may not like that. A lot of things may not like that, but that's the reality. That's the reality of the situation, guys. That's the reality of the situation that whether you like it or not, you have yourself in, right? If you're a business person, and in your business you had you had a goal to generate $1 million in revenue this year. Well, and you look at your books, and for the first quarter, you've only generated, $75,000 in revenue. Whatever it is, you need to multiply that by four, and that's the actual position that your company is in right now. Thank you, Homes by Jose. It is truth. It's the reality, right? And so once you get to the end of the quarter, all the end of a quarter is like a baseline for you, right? It gives you an example, or it gives you an idea as to what you did and what you are on track to accomplish, right? That's what a quarter is for. And you as an entrepreneur have to understand that business is 80% psychology and 20% strategy. There's good and bad to that, guys. And what that means is that sometimes when it comes to psychology, sometimes the reality is that we like to see things a little bit better than what they are. And other times when it comes to psychology, we see things a little bit worse than what they are. And if I could teach you anything, guys, anything that has helped us in our organization, which, by the way, if you're just following us, if you don't know, Real Trends just came out with their annual report, number 32 brokerage in the state of California, number 342 in the entire country, only been in business 5 years, 40 to 50% growth year upon year upon year upon year, every single year since we've opened business. So listen, I'm teaching you from example. I'm teaching you things that I know work, right? You got to learn to take the freaking emotion out of it, right? I don't care what you think. I don't care what you'd like to. I don't care what you hope. I don't care what you're gonna. I don't care about none of that stuff. None of that stuff matters. The only thing that matters is the numbers, the data, right? And so when you look at the data, you've got to realize what you are on track to actually accomplish. And then what you got to do is you got to look at that data and you got to go, oh, damn. Well, if it's based on data, if you want to go there, I didn't realize things were going that bad. Yeah. Yeah. Or I didn't realize, man, I did a great job, right? And give yourself a little pat on the back. But realize that you have to do another great job three more times because there's three more quarters left to go, right? So look, guys, once you look at the data, right? And this is why business people invest so much money in the ability to track this kind of stuff, because the numbers are everything. Your emotions, you think your emotions are everything. Your emotions are nothing. Your emotions are the thing that holds you back. The numbers are everything, okay? Once you have the data, right? And once you, point number one was it's time to get serious and it's time to get very real with yourself. Then you go to point number two. Point number two is you have to have a clear and profound realization that you get in life what it is that you definitely want to have, or pardon me, need to have, okay? You get in life, you receive what you believe. You receive what you believe. Write that one down. That one's going to be a good freaking Instagram quote, by the way, for my marketing people. You receive what you believe. Don't steal it. I said it, all right? Don't jack my quote, all right? But you receive what you believe. And so the second thing that I need to teach you and I need to challenge you with is when you look at that number, okay? When you look at the number that you accomplish in your business and in your company in the first quarter of 2017, a lot of why you accomplished that number is because that's what you were believing. That's what you were intending. That's what you were declaring. That's what you were manifesting, guys. You manifested that number. And how does that number manifest itself in the real world? It's simple. Is if you can't believe in something greater, if you can't definitely believe in the fact that the goal you set out for 2017 is achievable, guess what? You're going to always sabotage yourself. That's just the way the brain works, right? It's just the way the brain works. So you need to kind of start identifying and looking within yourself, because I can guarantee you one thing. If you have subpar or mediocre results right now in this quarter, you've probably been used to having subpar or mediocre results in previous quarters. It's just something you've become accustomed to, right? Or some of us had a very strong fourth quarter, right? I know, it happens. And then all of a sudden you're experiencing a very bad first quarter of 2017. Why does that happen? It happens because of our subconscious mind. It happens because of the beliefs that we have. It happens because of what we realize is possible or not possible for our lives. You could say all day long, or I could tell you all day long, that you as a human being, as a creation of God, as a citizen of the greatest country on planet Earth, I could tell you all day long that you can go out and earn seven figures a year. I can tell you that this year you could put $1 million in your pocket, right? I could tell you that. Now, some of you are just getting started in business, so it might be a little bit tougher to do that. But I will tell you this. Six figures, you've heard me say this before. You're not in the game, people. Six figures ain't the game anymore, right? Things are changing in our country right now, right? There used to be like lower class, middle class, and upper class. Like that middle class is kind of going away. It's now just lower and upper, and you're going to have to decide where you want your family to be. And I'll be damned if my family is lower, right? And so that's where you need to go start getting serious about this stuff, right? And start understanding that you're only receiving what you're receiving because that's all you believe you can receive. And so if that's true, right, and if that's striking a chord with you, and if you're saying, okay, man, this Danny guy is kind of talking some truth right now. Because I know I say I want to do more business, but deep inside, I don't really know if that's possible for me. Well, then you need to ask yourself a very serious question. Why? Why don't you believe? What's the thing that's holding you back? Right, guys? What is it? Right? What has you used to? The lifestyle that you're used to, the results that you're used to, why don't you dare for more, right? Why don't you believe that better is possible for you? Sometimes I'm doing a seminar or I'm talking to an audience and I ask people things like, you know, when you go to vacation, where do you stay? Raise your hands if you stay at like a Motel 6, and people will like raise their hands. People in business, let me tell you something right now. God doesn't need to bless you with more money if in your mind staying at the Motel 6 is acceptable. Your standards are too low. And standards are too low only when believability is low. Because standards are only a reflection of what your belief is for your life. I ask people all the time, when was the last time you stayed at the Ritz-Carlton? And people look at me like, ¿qué? The what? Ritz? What? The Ritz-Carlton. The Four Seasons. Right? Why not? Yeah, well, I'll tell you why not. It's because, you know, I don't really need that stuff, you know, like in my life, you know, like that's for like those people over there. Who's those people? Those people is you. Ain't nothing stopping you from achieving these things, guys, right? And yet I want you to understand that when you don't have high standards, guys, your business suffers because subconsciously speaking and psychologically speaking, you say you want to grow, you say you want to do more business, you say you want $1 million in revenue, you say you want to profit X amount, and yet you're used to living a lifestyle that doesn't require that. So I need you to answer that question. This is for you, people. This is for you, for nobody else. What's the thing that is stopping you from believing what's really possible for your life? I'll tell you right now, guys, business and life, business and emotions, business and the way we think, it's so intertwined with each other. It's like one, right? It's like when business is good, we feel good. When business is bad, we feel bad. You can't get around it. Your business is a direct reflection of you, the person, of you, the human being that is walking around this earth, of you, the mind. The mind that is controlling this body, because ultimately that's all we are. We're just a blob, right? We're just a mass, right? That is walking around, that's being controlled by this thing called a mind. And so this mind is proving to you, and this mind is not giving you the results that you really want. And guess what? It's time for you to address that and ask yourself, why isn't it? Why not? What do I believe up here that is causing me to not produce out here? Because men lie and women lie, but something that never lies, the numbers never lie. And number three, last but not least, the final point that you have to really consider is, it's never too late, guys, to pick this thing up. It's never too late to catch up. It's never too late to change your life. It's never too late to go for it. It's never too late to make a difference. But you've got to be willing to understand the amount of sacrifice that it takes in order to achieve greatness. You've got to be willing to understand the amount of work that it takes in order to achieve greatness. What's up, Charlie? What's up, Chris and Elizabeth? You got to understand that. You got to get very clear with that. Like, listen, don't have the audacity to say you're going to do something with your business, right? That you're going to grow your business to a level, right? Don't have the audacity to say that when you're used to going home at 4 o'clock every single day. It's not going to happen, never, ever, no matter how much you wish it, no matter how much you think it. Listen, people, I know people, a lot of them, that for 10 years have been writing down the same goal, and for 10 years, they've never achieved the goal. I know people in business in these United States of America, this incredible country where ain't nobody stopping you from nothing, that every single year produce right about the same. If I ever produce the same, I ain't gonna allow myself to do that. And it's just because that's a standard. It's a standard that I've decided, right? And as a result of that standard, I know the immense amount of work, the immense amount of effort, the immense amount of passion that needs to go in my work. 7:30 in the morning, I was here at the office. 8 o'clock, I made an interview. At 9 a.m., we started this thing. I'm getting in my car as soon as this is done to go to another interview. Back to back to back all day long. And for some of you that are just getting started, you need to do that 7 days a week. People ask me all the time, well, what about balance? Listen, I'll tell you about balance. Balance is all about communication. That's it. Balance is all about communication. You get balance when you schedule balance. You get balance when you communicate balance, right? And so for some of you guys, you're not going to hit your goals this year unless you decide to make a change and unless you decide to start putting in a little bit more effort. That's just the reality of that, okay? And so if you need to make that change and you want to also have a little balance, then it's all about communicating with your family. And it's all about putting your money where your mouth is. You see, one of the reasons why I'm able to succeed in life at a high level is because I'll go talk to my family, to my wife, to my kids, and I will say, guys, listen, here's what's about to happen. I want to go out and accomplish X, and I'm going to go get it. And when I accomplish X, here's what that means. That means that that is going to provide for us Y, right? Y. And in order for us to receive Y, that means I need to go out and put out Z, right? In other words, kids, you want a treehouse? I'm going to go get you the treehouse, right? And in order for me to get you the treehouse, I need to sacrifice in this and this and this fashion. And that means where you used to see me at home at 4, I may not be able to come home till 7:30 or 8, right? But to make sure that I don't lose everything and I don't lose my family in the process, there will be 2 days during the week where I come home earlier than normal. What would those 2 days like to be? What would you guys like that to be? And this is how you communicate with people, guys, right? Balance is a standard as well. Communication is a standard as well. These are all things that we all need to work on, guys. But more than anything, I wanted to spend some moments with you guys this morning to let you know that, yeah, that first quarter is gone. It's over. Whether you like it or not, whatever happened, happened. You need to accept responsibility for it. It wasn't nobody's fault. It wasn't your neighbor's fault. It wasn't your mom's fault. It wasn't your dad's fault. It wasn't because your little cousin used to beat you up when you were a kid. Cut the crap. It was just your fault. You didn't get the job done. But secondly, you need to understand that you have the power to get the job done. You need to understand that you have the gifts to get the job done. You need to understand that you have the courage to get the job done. You need to understand that you have everything that you need right now inside of you. And that there is nothing or nobody holding you back, unless you're living in some other country that I don't know about. But if you're right here in these United States of America, right? Which, by the way, I'm glad that all of us have shifted our energy now, right? Because part of why you had a shitty first quarter is because you were so busy thinking about these elections. And guess what? Nothing has changed. You're still responsible for your life, aren't you? So I'm glad everybody's back to normal now and we can get focused on going out and producing and being a warrior for our families and going out and producing an extraordinary lifestyle for our families. Because that's the only thing that you and I have control over. And nothing or nobody can take that from us. Guys, it's going to be an incredible second quarter. I'm looking forward to our live sessions Thursday at 1 o'clock. We're already starting to get great questions for this Thursday show. I got somebody who just started a pretty big business that is wanting to learn how to balance all that stuff. Right up my wheelhouse, we're going to answer that question. If you have a question, go to dannymorell.com/ask. In the second quarter, you're going to see a brand new website come out, brand new name of the podcast come out. There's some exciting, exciting things coming out. My book comes out June 1st at Relentless. And then obviously there's Relentless, guys, with none other than Mr. Gary Vaynerchuk, Mr. Gino Blefari, the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services is going to be there with us. It's going to be an incredible, incredible event. I'll tell you right now, you want to change this up here, stop procrastinating. You guys are like, yeah, I'm going to buy the ticket. I'm going to. If you're going to and buying a ticket, a little ticket for $200, you're going to in other areas of your life. The way you do anything is the way you do everything. I need you to understand that, guys. Wherever in your life you're procrastinating, trust me, it's showing up in other places. Go to relentlessevent.com. Grow up, get your ticket. Don't let nothing stop you. I don't care if you have to get on a plane. I don't care. This one event could absolutely change your life. Or you can just stay stuck. That's your choice. We'll see you guys Thursday at 1 live right here on my Facebook page and on Instagram. Thanks so much for following. If this brought value to you, share with everybody and go to realestatesalesshow.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Matter of fact, I would go to iTunes. Just look for Danny Morrell. Subscribe because the name's about to change here pretty soon. Talk to you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.